Today, our healing is focused on the healing of the pine tree and pine flowers to the old wound we have in us. First of all, we know that pine is an evergreen plant that has very pointing leaves. So it's coniferous plant. It can grow in all sorts of environments. It can grow up in the mountains or in the valleys, around the lakes, somewhere very cold, and also somewhere very dry. Because of this property, so it can be found in places where there's very few people, or in the mountainous areas, or places with beautiful hills and lakes. It's often also planted in the cemeteries, just because it's evergreen and its tenacious spirit brings that sense of freshness to us. So we would plant the pine trees in the cemetery, and also we use it to fence off our home, our yard. We build a pine tree fence around our yard. So we just talked about how pine tree can help improve the environment around us. And then second property is that pine tree has a very long growth period, and also it's a type of tree that has longevity. So it connects with very ancient lineage. In the world of the spirit, because of that, pine tree can host and also embrace. So it has this ability of being able to embrace and welcoming and host many kinds of things. So in the world of the spirit, around the pine trees, you will find that it can gather and host many of those lonely ghosts that have left life but haven't gone anywhere. So for those in the Western world, we call it ghost. And in the Eastern world, we call it lonely hun and po. And because of this accumulation of years of long lineage, and of its ability to embrace all sorts of things. So it gives the opportunity for those ghosts to come to it and find a host there. And those ghosts, as we talked about last time, it still belongs to the world of the material world. We also call them yin qi. They will come and gather and stay on the pine trees. For a normal person, when the soul leaves life, we know that they're going to recycle into the dimension of the eighth dimension to the 12th dimension, the world of the soul. For example, the last white group meeting, we talked about the 8th to 12th dimensions. So that's where, in a normal courses, where the soul would go after leaving life. But the reason some of the souls are not able to go to the normal recycle, leave the life and then go back to the 8th, 12th dimension, it is because there's pain, there's wound, there's a hurt associated with those soul that they won't let go. So they stick around in a scattered form. They're not going to the right places where they belong to. So when they're floating around especially a living person, a living being, sometimes they might get into those people and cause harm to those people. So for certain people, they feel the sadness and then the hurt in their soul and they're in their spirit. It's because of this invasion or because of those entities get into their body. Also, this person might manifest or cause harm to other people around them. For the pine trees, because of its property, it creates the opportunity for those souls to gather and find opportunities to go back to the 8th and 12th dimension. Because pine tree and pine flowers, it has connection with the 8th to 12th dimensions. When the pine flower blossoms, that is the season when the entrance to the 8th to 12th dimensions are opened. So there's an opportunity for the lonely ghost to take this opportunity if they can let go of the wound and the hurt they've had, they can go back to the recycle. So that's why the pine tree tends to gather those lonely and scattered around ghosts. It's also because of this, the pine tree has this healing ability to our living life. And so we as people, not as ghosts, we can also be healed by pine flowers of the old wound in us, not only just at the physical body, but also in terms of the old wound in our heart, soul, and in our spirit. From the material world's perspective, we also know that the resin that comes out of the pine tree is of medicinal value. It can repair wounds. We use that to help our wounds to heal. And also the gel or the resin coming out of the pine tree can be a glue that can stick all the wood together. Going all the way back in old time, the type of glue we use to make furniture, including making boats, we use the pine tree resin to use that. So if you coat your boat with that gel, then it won't leak. So pine tree has this interesting property with the resin that has a very strong gluey, sticky, and repair function. Now today, our focus is particularly on the pine tree flower. When the pine tree flowers, it looks quite unremarkable. We typically do not pay a lot of attention to it. It's very low key, but the pollen that it spreads out actually has a very strong repair function, especially towards this type of wound that comes from a very old source and accumulated over time. It gives incredible comfort and repair to those wounds, regardless of whether it comes from our body or our heart or our spirit. So when those lonely ghosts, there's incompleteness to those ghosts and they've been holding on to their old wound and holding on to the energy that no longer serve them, they're floating around. When they let go of those old wounds and also those energies that no longer belong to them, then they can have the opportunity going back to the 8th to 12th dimension. So the pine tree flower healing is a very incredible healing. When we were hugging the tree to help us repair our wounds, typically we would choose pine trees that have grown many, many years and even 2,000 of years as the tree that we prefer to hug because of the longevity and all the accumulation of time in it. Trees like pine tree and also cypress, another tree that they tend to be used as the main beam to build huge buildings and palaces because it takes a long time for them to grow. And the material of wood is very hardy. Their wood is very easy to dry. At the same time, they can withhold huge pressure. That's why they're the choice for building the main beams for large buildings. And those are the properties of the pine tree. And also the wood of the pine tree has this particular fragrance, and that's beautiful. It soothes our spirit and it repairs our heart and soul. When we are hugging the tree and then try to experience the healing effect of the pine flower, if we're actually going to a tree and hugging it, the best timing for that is
after
the sunrise time, not in the evening, because evening has a lot of yin qi. But when we're actually doing it not in front of a physical tree, we did what we just did. We're actually hugging pine tree in the world of the spirit to experience that pine flower. We can do it anytime. It doesn't have to be
after
the sunrise, because in the nth dimensional world, we're doing it. We're not actually doing it in front of the actual tree. So in the nth dimensional world, it doesn't have that yin qi, so it's safe for us to do this exercise anytime. When we do this without destruction of the yin qi, we're directly connecting with the 8th to 12th dimension. So we learn to let go of the energy that doesn't belong to us, and that brings healing to our physical body, our heart, and our spirit. The window we have for this meditation is going to be the next 48 hours. So we have extra time. Don't rush. Take your time and calm your heart, because we're repairing old wounds. It's not a new cut or a new wound that needs an emergency treatment. We're unwinding what has been accumulated over a period of long time. It takes time. It doesn't happen very quickly, but when we do it with patience, it's going to be very effective. So what we need to do is we relax our body, we open our heart, we let it heal ourselves, and do not rush.